Welcome back to Bibliosinensis. This is an unhinged episode. I'm terribly sorry. It's just me today. Stephanie has her new business to procure. And I just wanted to host this one episode solo over a concern that I never thought I actually have. Now, in all my years of writing, publishing, editing, I never really met a fake writer. And I've heard of them. I thought I was actually one of them at one point. I would bluff, I guess. I would extenuate my resume, and obviously we've all been there lying about our experiences, but I have never seen someone so blatantly I gotta get this off my chest. Currently, I am driving on the 405 here in Los Angeles. Yes, I am recording in my car. So if the audio is a little off, please feel free to comment. I don't mind the criticism because this is what I'm exactly doing to a certain Udemy course I just downloaded. I need to actually stay on top of my regime. I'm not perfect. I know I'm not the best writer out there, but I know the business. I've been there. I've touched it. I've paid for it. And if anybody knows anything about theater, is that it's always a labor of love. And no matter how much you get paid or whether you paid for it yourself, it tears at you. And when it's all done, the suffering, the frustration, the arguments, especially after rehearsal, this beautiful thing blossoms. And that's just always the best part about anything, you know? When you go through any type of pain, you experience things. It singes into your brain, and you have a memory of it, and it's no longer just an action. It's also a reaction. And in time, it is elaborated with clarity. So here I am. About to create something different. It's premiering this coming March 19th. Wait for the episode. I will release all the details about it with Steph. But mainly, I am doing a playwright workshop. The premiere, I'll explain later again. But the reason for it is because after COVID, I don't know what kind of writers we're going to be having. A lot of people did not interact. A lot of people did get to experience what we usually experience. But it doesn't mean that they don't feel. Now, there are instructors, it seems, that have never written a play and are making money off of people that want to write plays. Shysters, I swear! And it's horrible that this is even a reality right now, because so much of our generation, and the next generation, were subjected to antisocial activity, which theater is not about. And for somebody to be encouraging someone to be introverted while being introverted is not how life on stage works. So consider this a crash course because it's very plain in English and only requires so much of your time, but it has to be explained appropriately. And I do urge appropriately. When you write a play, it is something that you know of. No matter what type of writing you do, it has to come from something you know. Whether that is rebelling against your mother because you could go out on a party, or you hit yourself because you couldn't cook right. It can reach out to the recesses of your trauma. It could be just a plain heartbreak that most of us have experienced. But nevertheless, it is mostly about reaction. And when you get the dialogue moving, I'm sure a lot of us write the weather, write all about the weather. You can't stop talking about the weather. But that is not human. That's not a human soul. That is just small talk. Small talk was just created for a bunch of bankers that had no personality to begin with, because all they could think about is counting their money. Not to say that bankers don't have souls. I'm just saying, when you have that job, that's what it does to you. But people have souls. People know how to love. People know how to hate. People know how being hurt is like. And depending on who your audience is, because that is literally what you are waiting on when you write these plays, how your audience reacts to it, it shows and reflects how good of a play you just wrote. Now, a lot of you guys want to ask, why is it that being a writer is such a novelty? And I'm gonna let you know, writing isn't a novelty. Everybody does it. We all do it. We write emails, we text, we tweet, whatever. But writing good plays, what people consider good. I mean, you can go right ahead and go create a science for it all you want. And yes, there are effective ones that, American society have actually adopted. The UK has their own, and a lot of pieces out there have actually been internationally embraced. But what makes a good stage play? I'm not talking about screenplays. I'm not talking about comic books. I am not talking about any other format but a play. Is communication. If you can communicate to that community, you have done your job. And that is the simplest way to explain this whole format. Now, my workshop is going to be all about how to write in format, how to send your format to festivals, to production companies, and how to even prepare yourself when you produce your own play, which inevitably everybody in the industry has to do in order to survive, because not everyone is going to find their Tim Burton. We're not all Johnny Depp. And if you are so lucky to have found that, fantastic partner in crime, or that producer that just will make you a star forever. Kudos. Good for you. Wow. There's that's a rarity, because either the producer or the actor, they both tend to fizzle out. And if you guys can keep continuing doing that, please continue. But for those that are taking the long road of being the playwright, being the respected writer, okay? Because if you've ever done screenplay, as a job, you know that you're like the bottom level. You are paid like a king, but you are treated like a slave. And it's gut-wrenching, it's dreadful, and I don't know how people do it. Until they actually produce their own, I don't know how people do it. But as a playwright, you are the king. You may be paid like a pauper, but you are the king. People will respect you. The director will take your insight, your directions. And unless the producer has a big name, okay, big name, everyone is going to follow your directions. They can only cut what you wrote. Big producers, though, oh my gosh, if they have influence over you and they make you rewrite the ending, I pray that your play receives the adoration it deserves. Thank you for listening to me on this unhinged episode of Bibliosinensis. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and I will be sure to update everyone for the workshop. If not here in LA, as I know that some of our listeners are not here in California, I will do my best to actually give you appropriate lessons online.